The Juno Ocean Center was to be a marine science visitor attraction and research facility on the waterfront. The key to the project is a 2.8-acre parcel owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust. The land was the site of a homeless encampment last summer until the trust authority served trespassing notices and cleared the land. Juno developer Doug Tricano offered $3.24 million after the trust land office put the parcel up for sale in 2016. He proposed partnering with the Juno Ocean Center and sharing space. Bob Janes, one of the organizers behind the Ocean Center, said he and his business partner thought they had a deal up until January 31st. That's the date the State Department of Administration awarded the Trust Land Office a tender to convert the vacant parcel into 102 parking spaces for state workers.
This came right out of the blue without any indication that it was going to come at all. And we were ready to sit down and complete the deal with them at that point in time.
Juno City Manager Rory Watt said the Trust decision to go with a parking lot is confounding.
We're really disappointed. We've sent a resolution encouraging them to proceed with the sale of the property. We think it's in their economic best interest, and the money they would get from a parking lot is substantially less than they would get from sale of the property.
How much less? The Ocean Center's board asked analysts at the McDowell Group to answer that question. The firm did the work gratis, and its findings were clear. Investing the $3.24 million from the sale over 20 years would have a far greater return than the approximately $83,000 a year the state will pay to lease the land for parking. Analyst Jim Calvin crunched the numbers.
What we found in our analysis is that the trust could realize about twice as much income from sale of the property as they could from leasing the property for parking.
Trust Land Office Executive Director Wynn Menefee doesn't see it that way. He says leasing the parcel is a short-term arrangement that doesn't preclude future deals. The parcel's known on maps as C1.
We are not comparing this short-term lease with those other offers on C1. That's not a comparison we're making because we see this as short-term. The other ones are long-term. And so this does not discount our consideration of other offers.
Bob Janes says the Ocean Center's board of directors and his business partner don't have another 2+ years to wait.
If this lease occurs, the Ocean Center project will probably die on the vine. Doug Tricano, who's putting in the small cruise ship and visiting Yacht Harbor, will pull out and move to other projects in other places. So this is going to be a big loss for Juno in many ways.
In recent years, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority has undergone turnover in staff and leadership as it undergoes a legislative audit examining its business and investment decisions. In Juno, I'm Jacob Resnick.